was fawning. Somewhere, far beyond his thoughts in the world of meat and bone, he was dying. Claws tearing at him, serpentine tendrils cutting into him, cilia probing to find grey matter and absorb it. Nord fell into the cascade of sensation, the blood roaring through him, the flawless, diamond-hard perfection of his anger driving him on into the arms of the enemy. The clouds of billowing crimson, the swelling mist of deep, deep night. They came and took him, and he embraced it. Somewhere, far beyond his thoughts, a bloody, near-crippled hand curled about the grip of a weapon, tight upon a trigger. And with a breath, a slow and steady breath, that hand released. Let go. The fusion detonator Nord had recovered from the weapons locker, the secret burden he had carried back into the heart of the hive ship, now revealed, now empowered, and unleashed. And in that moment, as the light became all, in its heart, Brother Nord saw an angel, golden and magnificent, reaching for him, offering his hand, beckoning him towards honor and a death most worthy.